In a country of extreme vaccine shortage, there is good news this week on some other COVID-19 fronts. New case counts continue to decline across the country, but we still have to be wary of new variants until the Prime Minister's giant vaccine portfolio finally arrives, whenever that is. The province is expected to open up somewhat this week, and kids are heading back to school except for the still hot spots of Toronto, Peel, and York. My 13-year-old Kurt was last into the Thompson lockdown and will be the first out in class today. After the first wave, he was quite excited to head back to class. This time, there was less enthusiasm. When I asked why, he said, "The lunches are way better at home. COVID-19 is bad enough. Try adding a lunchbox," he added. "Kind of like being in a quarantine hotel without the vacation." I thanked him for his civic contribution to the cause. Welcome back, kids. I'm Scott Thompson.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.